You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Women are under so much pressure from every angle that sometimes we need to be reminded of the foundation of grace that is under us. The book of Romans holds a beautiful message and convincing argument of God's grace to us through his son. In the book, You Stand in Grace, Devotions for Walking in Faith, conference speaker Abby Bird invites women to walk with her through Romans and experience firsthand how the gospel transforms lives by revealing God's great mercy. Each of the 8 weeks of this devotional Bible study focuses on a theme of faith, such as dependence, cultivating faithfulness, growing in God's love, and pursuing unity. Abby helps readers understand how to flourish in the reality of God's grace, live a life transformed by faith, and foster deeper connection within our Christian community. Man, do I need all of that right now. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. The theme of the week, you've guessed it, is all on serving. I'm with speaker and author Abby Bird. Abby, how you doing today? Thank you for having a really easy name, Abby Bird.
You're welcome. You can thank my parents and my husband for that.
Just phenomenal. I was Tina Holowinski, and I'm like, I'm glad you didn't do Christina Holowinski. I can't even say it. That's how bad it is. Christina Holowinski. And my parents are like, I would never do that to you. But now I'm a Griffin. You know, luckily we shortened that. But you have a cool name, Abby Bird.
Thanks.
It sounds very fun, energetic, but also full of life. And you're going to jam-pack a two-episode series with us this week on serving community, dissecting the book of Romans. So everybody get your seatbelt on. We're doing a massive Bible study, and we're going to be a changed person in the next 50 minutes. You, Abby, travel the globe speaking. You're a retreat speaker and instructor for women's workshops for the Simeon Trust and for gospel-rooted women. You and your family served on the mission field in the Balkans, and they have lived both in the U.S. and the U.K., everybody. Balkans, first of all, I should know where that's at. Where is that located?
Yeah, not many people in the U.S. tend to know that neck of the woods, but it is former Yugoslavia. So the region of Serbia, Macedonia, Albania. So we were actually in Kosovo, which was not independent when we lived there. It was shortly, there was a crisis there in 1999. And we moved, well, we started working there in 2000 and moved down there in 2004. Wow. And so we were serving there. We worked there for about a decade and lived there for 4 years.
What called you to that region?
Well, we originally moved to the UK. We were living in the US. We moved to the UK to work with Albanian-speaking refugees who we thought were from Kosovo. Wow. It was in 2000, and there was a war there in 1999. And it turned out that there were just lots of economic refugees from Albania as well as refugees from Kosovo. So we moved to a town just north of London to work with them. And then my husband started doing micro-lending, so small business projects with pastors who had moved back to Kosovo after the war, but unemployment was 80% or more. And so it was really hard for them just to stay and pastor their churches. And so we had a number of small business projects that we ended up moving down to the region. We moved with three small children. One was 7 weeks old. And then we came back with four kids.
You were busy there in more than one area.
Yeah, we were. Lots of power cuts, lots of lack of electricity.
Oh my gosh. We're going to be dissecting the book of Romans today. I love that you love that book. Why Romans, and why have you based a lot of your ministry and teaching and cultivating relationships? Why that book?
Well, this book, I think I always avoided it because it felt really hard. I was so scared that I was going to be heretical because there were such big doctrines. You know, it's always known as this book where Paul almost has this argument as a lawyer inside it, but it's got these rich gospel truths. It elevates the gospel and makes it shine really brightly, but it also has all these doctrines that you're a little bit scared of. And so I think I shied away from it typically. And the opportunity came up to write a devotional, and I thought, oh, I want a challenge. not because I didn't have other things going on in my life, but because, you know, sometimes we say yes to things and actually it's the Holy Spirit nudging us to do that. But when I sort of started to wade in, I thought, oh my goodness, what have I done? This feels really hard. And can I do this? But like anything, I think I'm just looking, I have my Bible open in front of me here. It was such a rich project and completely transformed my life and heart, which is always what you want. I'd never really done any writing before. And so there was another layer of challenge there. I love speaking and training and teaching women because I have that interaction. I'm highly relational. On the extrovert chart, I'm kind of off. Way over the right hand, you know, over the extrovert side. And so that also felt like a very lonely place to be writing because I didn't know who would be reading it. I wasn't convinced I would have any interaction with those people. And I think it was just partly the Lord wanted me to slow down and really just sit in his word for a long period of time and just see the benefit and the value of that. And so that was kind of the impetus for it all.
Phenomenal. And of course, you're doing something that scares you for all these different reasons on a book that you didn't want to tap into for all those different reasons. And yet God brought you closer to him through the process. And that's going to be showing clearly through your writing, through your books. And we're going to talk more about that. So Romans, you decided to go for the biggest challenge out there. So let's just dive right in. My husband also loves the book of Romans. He always talks about it. In what ways does Romans encourage Christians, not just as individuals, but as a community of believers?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think at first you don't really realize that there's this community aspect to Romans in some ways. I mean, Paul is writing to the church in Rome, but when you look at the aspect of community, you see it right at the end in the last chapter. If you flip over there, if you look in chapter 16, he has these personal greetings and it's just this long list of all these people. And interestingly, as a woman, there's all these women's names in there who were involved in his ministry and who are doing things for the Lord. And so I think that is really exciting. But when you look, when you focus on chapters, certain chapters in the book, you can really, really see in chapter 14, just a few chapters back from 16, there are these passages on, you know, don't pass judgment on one another. Don't cause other people to stumble. You're all in this together, kind of an idea, which I think is so important for the church where we are in this landscape today, just to be able to kind of understand. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day surrounding this. You know, we want to be able to agree to disagree around certain pieces of God's word. Obviously, the tenets of the gospel, we want to be in line with one another, but we want to be able to love each other and show each other that it's the Holy Spirit that does that, even when we disagree, that we can still gather around the gospel and the truth of it and display that to the world. And when we do that, God is glorified. And people want to know, they want to see how we do that. They see Christ living in us. And that is just so magnetic.
I totally agree. And just the whole team and assembly aspect and family aspect of that. How many times do we see on the news today or in our culture of people being short with each other, cutting each other off, arguing, burning down buildings and flags and everything else in between, not working together as a team. So if we work unified for the body of Christ, that is already speaking volumes to the world when they're used to seeing division and mass pandemonium. Makes complete sense. Why would you say the community aspect is so important?
Because I think, I mean, we're going to be living in community in heaven. And so we have an opportunity to do that. The gospel shines a light on this. And so Romans shines a light on this because it's really just making the gospel shine so brightly. And we can see that what we have to look forward to in heaven, we have a taste of here. And so I think all the way through, you see this in Romans, but there's one verse in particular that I love, which says, you know, outdo one another in honor. And so I think as Christians, we can outdo one another and honor each other. And that brings glory to the Lord. Well, we can't do that if we're just living in these little islands all by ourselves. And the fact that we are one body, we should be working together. there's a reason that Paul talks so much about that. Because if we do that well and in the way that God intended, we then shine a light on him and what he's done in our lives. And I think Romans just speaks so clearly to that. You know, what are the marks of a true Christian? Well, they are loving one another. There's a reason that that commandment is the most important commandment of all, you know. And so love your neighbor as yourself. It sounds so straightforward, but it's so much harder than you think.
Totally. And if you don't know your neighbor, you can't love them and they can't see your love for them. There's like 10 things that just are blowing up in my mind as you're talking about this, because it's simple verses, yet what you said is accurate. It's not easy to execute. And with our individualized culture today, where it's our own to-do list, us working from cubicles, separated from a lot of other people, and when it's people geared, we're usually in a rush where we don't even say hi if we're in the grocery line waiting to check out for our food. So right. It's living basically the complete opposite of what most of us live like on a daily basis. What kind of grade would you give America for our community type, even being involved? Not even community service, which is what the theme of the week is here, right. But just living as a community. What would you give us for a grade?
Gosh, that's a really interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like probably in some parts of the US that is happening better than others. But I think in general, we probably would get an F. Don't you think?
Okay, I was gonna think you're gonna say C, C minus, and I was gonna say D, D minus, but you go into F, we have a lot to work on. Everybody, hold on to your seats here. We're gonna be back with Abby more right after a short word from our sponsors. The culture is coming hard after our kids, so it's imperative we arm them with truth. That's why I love Acts and Facts, a totally free creation science magazine from the Institute for Creation Research. It's packed with jaw-dropping science that lines up with scripture. We're talking dinosaurs, DNA, fossils, astronomy, geology, evidence that points straight to our creator. It's written by real scientists in a way your kids and you can understand. In addition, it talks about all the upcoming events happening at the Discovery Center, including their dinosaur dig each summer in Montana. I've been getting this magazine in my mailbox for years, and we have thoroughly enjoyed it. Get your free subscription now by going to icr.org/Tina and sign up, or just scan the QR code on the screen. That's icr.org/Tina. Once again, this magazine is free, it's faith building, and it will establish a biblical foundation.
The International Labor Organization recently reported the number of people trafficked globally has risen from 40 million to 50 million in the last 5 years. Most are women and children bought, sold, or traded into sex trafficking. Rescue One Global, a faith-based nonprofit, answered the call to fight for those enslaved in the U.S., Thailand, and the Philippines. Their mission is to prevent the victimization of at-risk populations, rescue those trapped, and restore survivors through their multiple global recovery initiatives, including providing emergency shelter and residential programs. Rescue One has served nearly 800 survivors from newborn to the elderly and provided over 14,000 therapeutic services because of faithful partners like you. To make your tax-deductible gift, text TINA to 44321. That's TINA to the number 44321. Let's rescue more lives together.
Hearing about all of this Hollywood deception, you should consider bringing the Pop Culture Purge Tour to your town. This tour is loaded with speakers who are exposing the truth on Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, Common Core Curriculum, evolution, suicide, Satanism, and more. It's super simple to get this event planned and promoted. We have a stellar booking team to help you every step of the way, and there's not many steps. If you want more info on this life-changing tour, just text the word tour to the number 55444 to get info on all the different speakers in our lineup, the event options, like if you want a half a day, full day, or 2 day conference. And we even have coaching calls included with an event book, which walks you through who and what you need to do to make it happen. Now more than ever, this message is needed in our country. Join forces with us and help us bring Christ to your community. Once again, text the word tour to the number 55444. That's T-O-U-R to the number 55444. Abby, it seems like in today's polarized type of world, we either have the party goers that are community 24/7 and forget to do their normal chores or show up to work on time, or you have the workaholics that are constantly to the grind, face down 52 things to execute in the to-do list, and they hardly even recognize that someone's around them, let alone let someone in if they're on the highway going 90 miles an hour. So are you saying we need more of the party goers to hang out with the workaholics and somehow meet in the middle? Tell us what that perfect community should look like in America. with that London accent. So tell us how we should be in America. I can't even do it, but you have a great accent.
I do think, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are problems across the globe, wherever you come from, wherever you live. But I think there is something that Europe has to offer us that here in America, it would serve us well to pay mind to, just in the sense that part of everyday life in Europe, you're walking to here or there, and it kind of takes you time, and that is incorporated into your daily life. And because you're walking, you notice people, you see people along the way, people are moving around at similar times of the day. Here, that isn't the case, certainly not where I live, because you need a car to go anywhere. And so that immediately isolates you. And I think if we could, and I live in a place where there is a high value on community, but it's community that we are choosing to be engaged with, as opposed to being engaged with because we're serving people. We're choosing to be engaged in our kids' sports because that's going to benefit them. And so a lot of the communities we're involved in, at least initially, come from a more selfish perspective, mm-hmm. because we're trying to serve our family well. So it comes from good places on one hand, but it doesn't necessarily play out in the way that Romans is talking about, where we're being sacrificial
of our time, our finances, and being involved with community members that we typically would not gravitate towards because it's not part of our world and what we're currently involved with, going above and beyond our goals, right. ambitions, all of that. Yeah, you're so spot on. And this whole theme, you know, this series is being seen right around Thanksgiving time. And a little curveball question for you. A lot of moms and dads that watch this program, we're all in the same accord, as in we want our kids to grow up being others focused, not on themselves. And we're living in a culture where it's TikTok and social media, Instagram. What did I eat today? What five outfits did I wear today? And the focus is more of the phone turning back on ourselves. Yet we're missing out on what Paul is talking about in Romans, going out and serving other people, which would fill us much more so than the me, me, me mentality. So how can we get our kids to be more focused on other people than themselves? And I know it has to be by an example, but what else would you suggest?
Yeah, I think just one thing that we talk about in our family is, what's our DNA? You know, what is, and for us, because we're Christians, our DNA is informed by the gospel and by God's word. And so what does God's word tell us to do? And I think here in Romans, just going back to that, outdo one another in honor. And then we're looking at, you know, our bodies being temples of sacrifice. You know, we are an act of worship to the Lord. And that is very clear throughout Romans. And it's not because that saves us, but it's because of what Christ did on the cross, his great sacrifice. So our response to that is to worship him. And one way we can do that is by being in the community. And I think one thing we have really tried to instill in our kids, our youngest is 18 now, so we are kind of on the older end. Not that that means we finished parenting in any way, but I feel like encouraging, it's so easy for us to spend time with people we really enjoy and like. It's really hard to spend time with people who everybody's making fun of a little bit or who they're excluding. And I think as Christians, if we can move towards those people, it just shows something completely different about who we are. But for our kids, that's very countercultural, because that is kind of potential popularity suicide.
And at the same time, that's such a wild phrase, what you just said. Yeah, popularity suicide. At the same time, the kids watching us being engaged in culture will hopefully spark what it is to live out what God called us to do as believers, reaching out to the lost, reaching out to the hungry. And in fact, usually when I did mission trips in my 20s, It wasn't so much how they were helped because of the receiving end of what we brought or what we shared or what we talked about or prayed over. Usually we, as the ones that were serving, were served by the people we were helping even more so. We changed from the inside out so much more. I think the biggest frustration for me to work with people that might not be a typical crowd that I would help out, even though I feel like a lot of my life I have tried to do that, my lack of patience, that would be tested. If people don't have the same upbringing, or if it's taking them a longer time to understand something, or the basics of life they can't seem to wrap their brain around or handle or do, I get frustrated quick, lose my patience. And yet God is like, that's exactly why I want you to help these people, because you're the one with the problem. So, and I'm talking to myself right now, literally. So by serving other people, we're becoming more Christ-like as a response. Everybody out there tuning into this, you know, talk to your kids about this over the dinner table tonight, and ask your kids, what are interests that they want to cling to more? Who are people they want to reach out to? What are new ways that you can serve together as a family unit over Thanksgiving and through the holiday season? And what conversations can you spark up with people that you're out there holiday shopping with your kids? This gives us a ripe opportunity to witness other people, learn from other people, have other people over for dinner, learn other cultures. Who knows what can come out of just taking the time to take 2 seconds to look around us to see what opportunities we might be missing because we're so focused on what we have to get done every day on a to-do list.
Here are 7 signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon, it's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify Kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
When it comes to healthcare, people are really frustrated. It's expensive, complicated, and honestly, just aggravating. That's why our family of 6 has been with MediShare for over a decade. They are efficient and affordable. MediShare is a faith-based healthcare sharing ministry where Christian members share each other's medical bills. With hundreds of thousands of members and over 30 years of proven success, MediShare has helped families like ours save thousands. Want to learn more? It's simple and totally low pressure. Just text the word Tina to the number 70246 and we will send you the info you need to get started. And for an added bonus, if you join before the end of the year, MediShare will waive your application fee. Affordable, reliable healthcare is just a text away. Text Tina to the number 70246, sign up today and become part of a community you can count on. That's Tina to 70246. During commercial break, you're like, we got to talk about that to-do list. What did you want to mention about that to-do list?
Well, I think we have our own to-do list. And what we actually need to do is back up and ask, is this God's to-do list for me today? Is this what He is calling me to? Or is this just my selfishness and drive? And where in my day could I deviate from my to-do list to allow the Holy Spirit to come into play here? And to actually be guiding me through my day. And so I think as we go into the holidays with our kids, that's a really good thing for us to ask. Okay, we want to serve and bless people over this holiday season. Who can we honor? Is there somebody in your class or on your sports team that you know probably is going to have a harder time over the holiday season because their family is going through some struggles? Or how could we honor and bless them in a way that isn't going to make them feel embarrassed, but is going to make them feel seen and loved? Because that is exactly what Romans calls us to do.
Everybody out there, get Abby's book, get some copies for friends, family, neighbors, give them as Christmas presents, you name it. It's called You Stand in Grace, Devotions for Walking in Faith. Tell us more, 5-star book right here on Amazon. It's called, once again, You Stand in Grace, Devotions for Walking in Faith. What can we find in this fantastic read?
Yes, well, it's a devotional. It's over 8 weeks. So it's 8 different chapters, and it works through the book of Romans from start to finish. Obviously, it doesn't go into every single chapter in detail and depth, but it's a daily devotional. So you have 5 devotions for the week, and then each day has an identify question that gets you thinking about something.
Your website, Abby, is abbybyrd.com, abbyrd.com, Abby Bird. Abby, you rock. Everybody out there, watch all 4 episodes as we dissect serving in our community this week at the Counterculture Mom Show. Just go to counterculturemom.com, click on the show tab, top of the page, watch away, and share these episodes with the masses. You rock. Hang tight. I'm going to get you on for part 2 next. Everybody out there, go get them.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over 2 decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.